It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Earlier this month, Governor Tony Evers picked a sophomore from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse to serve on the UW System's Board of Regents. We'll talk with Olivia Woodmansey about her goals as the board's new voice for students. What questions do you have for the UW System's new student regent? What would you like to know about her positions or her goals as a voice for students? 800-642-1234 is a great way to join the conversation. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Olivia, good morning. Welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much.
What made you want to apply for this position on the Board of Regents? Were you already involved in student government at UW-La Crosse?
I was. I actually began my involvement in student government right away my freshman year through different committees working with segregated fees. And from there, my involvement just grew. And I was really, really excited when I found out about this opportunity. Never in a million years did I think I would actually be able to serve on the Board of Regents. But now that I'm here, I'm excited to not only take my voice, but the voice of other students and really amplify it within the Board of Regents.
So tell us what it was like to hear that the governor had chosen you for the job.
So I actually got the announcement via email, and when I got the announcement, I almost dropped my phone right down the elevator shaft. I was so excited. It was very difficult to focus in my differential equations class after I got the news, but it was just surreal, and I began thinking, what can I do with this opportunity now? Who do I need to contact? How do I get started? How do I begin absorbing all the information I'll need in order to best serve the UW System students?
So what's the top issue you're going to urge the Board of Regents to address?
A lot of it is just dealing with student voices, making sure that students are not only heard, but their voices, their concerns for the system are heard and actually being taken into consideration when making all decisions. I know that a lot of times the board looks at upcoming years, and I know in 2025 there's a bit of a drop-off, so there are probably going to be concerns with that. But we also really need to focus on what students want now. How can we help them now as they're going through school currently? And that's really what I want to focus on, is ensuring that student voices are heard and taken into consideration.
What can you do to collect input from other students?
I'm really excited. I have a couple of initiatives already going forward, but I know within my two-year term, I'll be really looking for more innovative ways to get that student voice and make sure I'm reaching all students. One thing I definitely want to utilize is UW System Student Representatives, which is a body that is comprised of all UW System Student Association and student governments. So I'm really looking forward to working with them. In addition to that, I will be doing several campus visits and really making sure I get to know each individual campus as a body and then all UW System schools as an entity as well.
Olivia Woodmansey is the UW System Board of Regents' new student member. Are you a student at one of Wisconsin's universities or college? What do you think is important for your representative on the UW System Board of Regents to tackle? Join the conversation at 800-642-1234 or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Olivia, what about college affordability? Do you support what state lawmakers have been doing with tuition freezes?
I do believe that tuition freezes are vital to ensure that college is affordable. However, I also believe that looking from a budgetary standpoint, as that's a lot of my background, I see how those cuts affect not only in UW-La Crosse. I know faculty members for a span of 6 years didn't get a pay increase, and I think that's something that we definitely need to work on, is to ensure that if there is a tuition freeze, we have the proper funding to back up that freeze to ensure that our UW System schools are not only competitive within Wisconsin, but as universities as a whole throughout the United States.
What about mental health resources for students in the UW system? Do you think there are enough of those?
I personally do not. I know that the Board of Regents during, I believe it was their April meeting, decided to call attention to this. And I think not only was this an excellent idea, but it's something that needs to be further developed and implemented. Something that I'm really looking forward to doing is making sure that all university systems have the proper resources to ensure that mental health is taken care of and the stigma of mental health is kind of erased from the UW system schools.
You're going to be pretty busy visiting campuses across the state, talking to students. What's your plan for dealing with the balance between your responsibilities as a student regent and your own education?
I've thought about this a lot, and I'm really looking for new and innovative ways to do this. But what's really great about UW La Crosse, and I believe all UW system schools, is that I have a great support system supporting me. And so I've already been in contact with faculty members, with administration, willing to help me through this process and ensure that not only I'm holding myself accountable, but they can be there as a backbone to hold me accountable and make sure that I'm getting my studies done while still being an effective and efficient student leader.
Student regents are non-voting members of the Board of Regents of the UW system, but you can join in the board's debate. Has the Board of Regents been receptive to student concerns in the past?
I believe so. I actually had the opportunity of talking with several regents as well as the current student regent now. And not only have I heard that they call out and ask sometimes what is the student voice, how do students feel about this issue, but they also ensure that the student does have a voice in that room. However, I'm hoping in my role to further amplify this and make sure that not only are they asking for my input and the input of all students, but that they're also taking it into consideration and that we can also make a change within the system.
The Speaker of Wisconsin's State Assembly, Robin Voss, is a former student regent. You're a math and English major, and I understand you're interested in studying law. Are you also interested in following the Speaker's footsteps into politics?
As of now, I'm unsure of where my future is exactly going to take me. If you told me the beginning of my freshman year that I would be a student regent representing over 180,000 students, I probably would have laughed. So I'm definitely open to all opportunities. I'm really excited to see where fields take me, things like that. As of now, I'm not drawn to politics. I'm more drawn to law. However, I can foresee this changing as I love voicing the opinions and giving the microphone to others who don't have a voice so I can further amplify that. And I believe that politics, when properly exercised, has the ability to do that.
We mentioned that the student regent is a non-voting member of the Board of Regents. Do you mind that you can't vote? I mean, you can participate in debate, but you don't have a vote. Do you see that as a problem?
Actually, my understanding of the board is that the student regent does have a vote. And so with that vote, I hope to show everyone that I not only have an equal voice, but that I am a voting member and that I do have the ability to voice my opinion with a vote as well as with my voice.
And what's your top priority as you begin your tenure on the board? What is the first thing you want to do?
As far as policy goes, I really believe that this position is one where I need to absorb as much information as I can so I become prepared when I want to tackle an issue. If I've learned anything on my time as on student government is that I can set an agenda for what I want to do. However, different issues and policies come up all of the time. And so I can't necessarily say this is exactly what I want to do because that could potentially change in the future. And I want to make sure that throughout everything that I'm doing, I'm making sure that student voices are heard. And so that's my biggest concern is making sure that I have an open line of communication with all student associations, all student governments, but also just all students, all universities, to make sure that they know that the Board of Regents is listening to them, that we're serving them.
And what was the reaction from your fellow students at UW La Crosse when they got the news that you'd been named the new student regent?
A lot of them were just overjoyed for me. I got text messages, I got calls saying, congratulations, this is such an honor. But what also upset me was that some students didn't really realize what the Board of Regents is. And I think that definitely needs to change on universities because the Board of Regents can serve them. And also some of the policies and procedures that the Board of Regents implements, I think it would be really vital for students to know. So with my communication with universities, I hope to not only tell them what they want the Board of Regents to change, but also inform them as to what the Board of Regents is doing and how they are serving the students.
Olivia, thank you for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Olivia Woodmansey is the UW System Board of Regents' new student member. Coming up next, we learn how you can protect yourself from the latest phone scam. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.